Myself, but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through your work week. You've made it to Friday night. You made it through Michael Amateur's absence, and you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, and with me in the studio on my left, Michael Amade.
Michael Amade, not Armadur.
Armadur.
Not Armadur, but Amade, yes.
And working all things technical again tonight, he is the one, the only, the nine-fingered board monkey.
I thought it was 10. Did something happen last week?
No, thumbs.
Nine thumbs, sorry.
One finger, nine thumbs.
One finger, nine thumbs. Oh, and he uses that finger very well. Towards me.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, let's move on.
So this hour's general underwriter for KZKO The Vibe, Daily Pocket Deals, Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on fine food, dining, home and personal needs, and much, much more. Check them out at dailypocketdeals.com. Also, Zing Tea, all-natural tea and juice made with pure cane sugar and 100% vitamin C. Check them out at xingtea.icedtea.com, zingicedtea.com.
That's right. Now, we also have a new sponsor, which is really exciting.
We do.
Wildsight. Yes.
Starting at midnight tonight. On board with us, wildsight.co.
.co. It's a bicycle apparel company that's really focused on kind of outbound charitable mission of trying to just raise awareness of people just kind of hitting animals, like, you know, causing roadkill and stuff on the road. And it's kind of a, you know, they're a very passionate company. It's really kind of cool to be involved with them.
I'm really glad to have them on board. Actually, after my trip to Santa Fe last week, I can see a need for that. We ran across a couple incidences of roadkill, and it was disturbing, to say the least. And I thought about it, if someone was just a little more alert while they were driving, could tap the brakes or something, that deer would still be alive.
Right. They were saying the statistic of about a million animals a day are killed a million a day in the United States.
Holy cow.
That's incredible. So, at any rate, is your WildSight 2020. It's a wildsight.co.
Exactly. My wild site's 2020.
Mine isn't.
Oh. We got to work on that. All right. Once again, we do poetry here. We want poetry of all shapes, sizes, and colors. The only things we don't want are profane poems. We want this to be a show that the kiddies can enjoy. We want them to walk away and not go, "Dad, guess what I learned on the radio?" And
Or anything about Tim Tebow. We don't want that.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, we could do Tim Tebow.
I'm kidding.
Poetry.
I'm kidding. It's just a joke.
Now,
calm down, everybody.
To get things started, as we normally do each week, please welcome on the line, Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I saw your message today that there's some reason we need to be real busy on this phone tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, we need the phone lines jammed. So if anybody's listening and wants to share their poetry, stack them up. We need you to call in.
I've got two short ones for you tonight, you Todd.
All righty.
First one is called Immortal Remains.
All right.
Poets' words winged on metaphors, alliterating onward, living, breathing, alive, building nests, a heart confounded, birthing beauty. Unbeknownst, the poet penning, breathe of ink. Heartbeat a sonnet, immortal words remain.
Well done.
Thank you.
Ellie, great job. You have another one for us, right?
Yep, and another one's called Believe Beauty. Tell the wind to shout its message. The seafoam waves have written it 100 ways upon the endless sands of time. Unfurl the rainbow from the sky, ribbon the sun and moon and stars. Hear this truth, O universe. Stars fall, all their glory, O fall, and from this truth upon the and form this truth upon the wing of a skylark as he sings to you of his heart. You are beautiful.
Nice. Another well-penned one, Ellie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being such a long-time supporter of our show.
Oh, I can't tell you. I start on Thursday deciding what to read, and this is just a gift, you know, a beautiful gift that to me, you know, just to be with all you guys and get the opportunity to read my poems is just a beautiful gift.
Awesome. Ellie, thank you for being a part of our World Poetry Open Mic family. And if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, you know, as we normally do, we take submissions through email in case you aren't able to call in or it's, you know, it's a little rough. So I'm going to read one here. It's by Sandra Reynolds. It's called An Evening Song. We walk along the riverbed as lovers often do. The moon is beaming, looking down to the light. To light the road ahead. A scent of blossomed roses fills the summer night anew. We stop to steal a kiss, then feed the ducks by watershed. The weeping willow beckons us. Come sit while love's in bloom, beneath my branches watching darkness kiss the sun goodbye. Then darkness buries setting sun. The croaking frogs consume the quiet sounds of peepers sending messages nearby. While night becomes the time of day to stroll along the road, the sand is hot from summer's heat with evening's cooling breeze. Your hand in mine is softly saying words with lover's code when comfort wraps around to soothe my worried mind with ease. You cover every thought with laughter every time I'm down. The joy we share beyond compare brings quiet evening sound.
Well done, Sandra.
Yes, very nice, Sandra. And thank you for sending that in. And if you would like to send in a poem, you know, it takes some courage to call up. We really don't bite, and it's really a lot of fun. We encourage you to call. But if not, go ahead and send it in to worldpoetryopenmic @gmail.com, or you can just go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and send it into one of our contact forms there.
Sure, our contact forms. And if you want to check out the World Poetry Open Mic gear, now we're hitting it really hard at the beginning. We're not so... just check it out. We've got T-shirts. We've got journals that you can write in. We've got the World Poetry Open Mic drink glass. Basically everything with our logo on it.
It's a drink glass as opposed to a glass with no bottom in it, which has no usable purpose.
Bottomless cup of coffee.
Which was an idea, a bottomless cup of coffee.
They call that a pipe.
Oh. Right.
Wow,
on.
The scientist
timing
has spoken.
Boy.
Thank you for bringing that back to the realm of reality.
Speaking of reality, we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome from Texas. He is Jack.
What's going on, guys?
Not much is going on, my brother.
I'll tell you what. Told you I might not be able to make it, but I'm in my 15th hour at work. I'm
Dang.
Just leaving.
Oh.
Sitting in my truck, and I decided, you know, I've got to support this show.
God, we love you.
Jack, thank you,
man. Got the interior lights on. I'm going to read this.
All right.
Thank you very much. It's great.
This one's called In Dreams. On misty banks of weathered shoreline, deplete by ocean's endless play, with scattered seas of ageless voyage, lone sunsets form the borrowed bay. Horizons beckon with a daydream, and distant lines of forward flow, on breezes captured, always welcome, as if someone I once did know. A jetty sits in foam-laced waters, lapping cold against its skin, of the sights it surely witnessed, and moonbeam patterns once again. This solitude of thoughts provoking, a heartbeat dances on a wave for memories we've long forgotten or the ones our heart has saved. As here I sit in meditation, abreast of nature's melody, to find a whispered love awakens my woman of this dark night sea. This night and every there before me, bring a touch of love so kind, beyond the washing waves so splendor, for but a voice to call her mine. So now I face this grand conclusion. What's meant to be is all I ask, for on the sun's due east arrival, I stand ready for the task. To send my love to her unending, far beyond this shining sea, and pray to find her pure acceptance in dreams that she shall wait for me. There you go.
Right on, hey, brother.
Jack, coming from the sitting in his truck in Texas, that's Jack.
Reading by interior light, reading, my friend.
See, that's a cool
reading
thing
by
about
interior light.
There you go, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate your support, and you're such a vital part to the show. We really appreciate it, man.
Well, no problem. I wouldn't miss it, and I did everything I could to be on there tonight. So good luck, guys.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Hey, man, your efforts are completely not taken for granted. Thank you very much. We all loved it. If you want to read like Jack, you don't have to call from inside of a truck. You can call from home. You can call from wherever you are.
Exactly. You can take us on the go. Go ahead and finish the number.
No, it's okay. You know, actually, I think I would love to hear someone calling from someplace stranger than Jack now. Maybe like on a Ferris wheel.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm currently riding the Comet.
Comic-Con.
There you go.
So if someone can get William Shatner to call, I think I would be happy about that.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Or I could just do a really bad impersonation. Okay. If you want to read like Jack, though, give us a call. 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we've got a really big event coming, too.
Very
big.
June
19th.
Some would say huge.
Huge. It's our first live event.
Yes.
As World Poetry Open Mic. We've got lots of big name for Denver talent showing up. Come have dinner with us. Hang out at Forest Room 5. 7 p.m. on June 19th. Don't miss it.
There's going to be some great music. It's going to be fun, some good poetry reading, and just a good time. There's no tickets. Just come and have dinner.
Exactly.
And we're going to be raising money for Give Autism.
Yes, and they are a worthy cause.
Very much.
You can check them out at giveautism.com. Mm-hmm. And speaking about great poets, we have one on the line, too. And please welcome from Ohio, his name is Tate.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good, brother.
That's odd that Jack would say he was in his truck, because so am I.
Wait, you're in his truck, too?
No.
So what you're telling me is we've got a couple of brother truckers on the show. Anyway.
Well, we knew that the moment we started it, didn't we?
I guess. I didn't manage to get home in time, and I thought I better stop and give you a call.
Awesome. I'm glad you're not reading and driving, my friend.
No. I thought I'd read you one that I just wrote, not long ago. Called My Dusty Soul. I was traveling out in the desert in 1998 and ran across a woman and her two little kids stranded. And it was 114 degrees, and I thought I'd read you that one. It's called My Dusty Soul.
All right.
I traveled west to the sunset where the desert begins to roast. The heat baked down on every town across the plain onto the coast. I came upon an old Buick, a woman, two children in curls. Their dreams stranded, the car branded, a look of sorrow on these girls. I pulled my pickup in behind, walked to the window and said hello. Offered a ride, it's cool inside, come with me and we'll find a tow. But at first they wouldn't come along, choosing instead to stay and bake. We'll have to stay, because I can't pay, I think this trip was a mistake. The girls were all of 10 years old, the pain had tested their belief. Innocent pawns of sun-baked bronze whose pleading eyes begged for relief. I saw in them the grapes of wrath, headed west on little money, relief from strife and a better life in the land of milk and honey. I took them 10 miles down the road, an oasis like a mirage. A bit of luck, found a tow truck, had their car towed to the garage. We shared our lunch that afternoon as their radiator was repaired. I'd eased the trials and restored their smiles. It felt good to know that I'd cared. So their mother dreamed of better things for her little girls in this life. She wanted more than to live poor as an abuser's little wife. I never gave that girl my name, fighting against my vanity. But theirs was the goal that saved my soul, sharing with them humanity.
Nice.
Tate, that was great, man.
As always, my brother, well done.
Thank you. Well, it's off to home now. Have
excellent.
A good night, guys.
Drive safe.
Tate, yeah, drive safe. Thank you so much for calling, man. And just like we talked about with Jack, you know, each and every person who calls in is such an important, I mean, really, when we built this show was meant to just be a framework around the community and the poets that would call in. The show's about you guys.
Exactly.
We're just here to try to help facilitate it.
In the first few shows, I had to read a lot of my material. You notice the last few shows, I haven't read very much of my own at all.
You realize I haven't read any of mine for like 3 months.
Exactly.
So beat that, buddy.
Right on. Well, if you want to call in like Jack, like Ellie, like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
However, before you call 303-386-3598, we're going to take a quick break.
Correct. You do need to hold through the break, so 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
It's your girl, Lady K, host of Sounds of Soul. Like most people, I like to make sure I have a nice tan before the summer, and summer's right around the corner. So check out one of our sponsors, At the Beach. They got hot new deals going on right now. 31 locations in the Denver metro area alone. So check them out, atbtanning.com. That's atbtanning.com. At the Beach, my favorite place to tan.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Women?
No.
Okay.
Lunascape.
Yep. That was a bit out there.
Obscure, not really. Really out that out there.
It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
For you, it may be out there for you, but
yeah.
Try this. I do this every morning. When you get out of the shower, before you open the shower curtain, have someone start the song, and just open the shower curtain. Ha ha! Right,
no,
when she
no,
it's really adds. If you can have a dove fly out of the shower,
that'd be awesome.
Right as you do that, that's how I start my day. At least my best days.
I have my doves fly out of my shower every morning.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah. Ever since I put that dove.
No, but it's the magician that's hanging out in there that's creeping me out. Is what's bothering
well,
me.
You know.
It's
I think
wires.
Cloning that magician was a good idea.
Exactly. All right, so let's rein it back in. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. I'm J. Todd Underhill, your prosaic pundit, proliferating poetics, and we have a fabulous poetess on the line. Please welcome from Denver, Veronica.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Going good. How are you doing, Veronica?
Absolutely superb. I took your advice and did the little assignment of going somewhere else to write.
I did, too.
You did?
Yes. Where did you write at?
I wrote at the Denver University. I went out onto the campus and found a little bench and had my little pen and paper, and the wind was blowing like crazy. So it inspired this poem.
All right.
The Winds of Change. Winds of change blow through my mind, gusting to speeds uncharted. Thought clouds speed across my sky, no dusty corners left behind, a gallery of beauty passing overhead, shifting moment by moment, shades range in depth and saturations, moving through all colors spread, whistling currents of air sing your name as it kisses the trees' leaves, symphonies capture my spirit and soul, life lived in songs gently playing. Change hurls forward at the speed of sound. Nothing can avoid its touch. Time shifts like the sands of the Kalahari, blasted as sharp edges become round. Winds of change are blowing my mind apart, ushering in a spring of spirit, clearing out and exposing my fertile grounds, ripe and ready to become a work of art. Blustery winds of change swirling within me, altering the very fabric of my being. Cellular memories rearranged so completely, I am born anew as the seasons blow in. The Santa Anas have much change in store, bringing in life and death and love, possibilities measured only in the mind's
Well done.
Hey.
You know, if that's just a minor glimpse of what you're going to do for your set at our performance on June 19th, I am going to move you into the headlining spot for poets.
Whoa!
You are amazing.
Oh, I just love doing this. You guys have just opened worlds for me, and I'm just so glad you're here doing what you're doing, and I hope for many, many, many more years to come.
Excellent. I'm glad you're a supporter of the show. I'm glad you found us, and you have made leaps and bounds as a spoken word artist.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Veronica.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
You too. If you want to call in like Veronica, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we have another submission from Sandra. Now, we had a few more, but we're just doing the two shorter ones first.
Okay.
This is another one from Sandra. Mr. J. Todd, we'll take it from here.
This is entitled Last Night. The wind was loud against my window pane as branches scraped against my house last night. While splashing rain was driving me insane, I couldn't keep last night. I tossed with fright. I couldn't sleep last night. Sorry. I tossed with fright. On windy nights when dreamy thoughts are sweet, and sleep becomes the needed rest for my weary bones. What sleep I get, I feel I would wandered streets and wake so weak from fighting falling stones. Ah, nights when rest is good, I sleep with ease, and the breezy winds have swept across my face, as slow as waves that wash against the breeze, and leaves me longing, needing salty taste. I fell asleep before the light of dawn, as morning crept about, my curtains drawn. Again, Sandra, strong work.
Sandra, that was great. Now, we have a caller.
What?
My favorite appendage covering from the Mitten State. We have Mr. Dennis from Michigan. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well. And how are you, J. Todd and Michael?
Doing excellent.
Doing very well, brother. I'm glad you called in.
All right. Well, I have a poem tonight that I'm reading because this is a Memorial Day week, and to honor those the soldiers that have done the job for us, I have a poem that's the title is "Just a Common Soldier."
All right.
And it was written by A. Lawrence Vaincourt, and it goes like this. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast. And he sat around the Legion telling stories of the past, of a war that he had fought in and the deeds that he had done in his exploits with his buddies. They were heroes, every one. And though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, but all his Legion friends listened, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Bill has passed away, and the world's a little poorer, for a soldier died today. He will not be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary and quite uneventful life. He held a job and raised a family, quietly going his own way, and the world won't note his passing, though a soldier died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell their whole life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a soldier goes unnoticed and unsung. Is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land a guy who breaks his promises and cons his fellow man? Or the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life? A politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are sometimes disproportionate to the service that he gives, while the ordinary soldier who has offered up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension small. It's so easy to forget them, for it was so long ago that the old bills of our country went to battle. But we know it was not the politicians with their compromised employees who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger with your enemies at hand, would you want a politician with his ever-shifting stand? Or would you prefer a soldier who has sworn to defend his home, his kin, and country, and would fight until the end? He was just a common soldier, and his ranks are growing thin. But his presence should remind us we may need his kind again. For when countries are in conflict, then we find the soldier's part. It is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let's give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in a paper that would say, "Our country is in mourning for a soldier died today."
Right on.
Dennis, that was great, man. That was... And, you know, that's really something that's very poignant as well, as, you know, this Memorial weekend and week, you know, after that. It's really, that's some very intense, poignant stuff. And that's something that's so easy to forget as we're going around just our daily lives. You know, we're told, but to really get into it and really think about what that sacrifice means.
Exactly. I kind of keep Memorial Day in my thoughts each and every Friday when we come here. Because I think about all the soldiers that fought and died for our right to do what we're doing tonight.
Yes, we are blessed by their sacrifices, and we need not forget and never forget. And thank you for this program once again, and we hope it just goes on for a long, long time. And God bless you all.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. I don't plan on doing anything for the next 25 years, so you're in luck. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That statement, even though I know you and I know completely different, that statement is the classic underachiever statement. I'm not doing anything for the next 25 years, you know?
Might as well stay here, right?
Well, I don't plan on dying for another 400 years, so we'll be around for a while. 303-386-3598.
That would put you into your next Bakhtun, right?
My next Bakhtun, which that's the serious one.
Yes.
The next Bakhtun.
The 15th.
15th, not the 14th.
Exactly. If you want to call in, hold over the break, 303-386-3598. We do have to take a break. You're listening to MSC Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, I'm DJ Richie Rich, host of Street Beats right here on KZKO The Vibe. Don't forget to check out my boys, Denver Autos. You can check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call at 303-573-1333. The guy's name is Gonzalo. The place is called Denver Autos. That is the place to be. No credit, bad credit, any kind of credit, they can get you done, baby. Check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call today, 303-573-1333. You mention any of us right here with MSC Radio Networks, and you get $500 off your ride. Check them out today, denverautostore.com.
World Poetry Open Mic wants to invite you to dinner. Join myself, Michael, JT, and the rest of our crew on June 19th at Forest Room Number 5 at 7 p.m. The night will be filled with authentic Colorado cuisine and the poetry and music of not only us, but some of Denver's best-loved musicians. This is all a part of World Poetry Open Mic's effort to raise money for autism awareness and treatment. There are no tickets. Just show up at Forest Room Number 5, 2525 15th Street in Denver, Colorado at 7 p.m. for a truly unforgettable evening. Go to worldpoetryopenmic.net for more details. All of us really look forward to seeing you there. Brought to you by World Poetry Open Mic, Jam and KZKO, MSC Radio Networks, and GiveAutism.com.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Crazy here now.
I freaking pop.
Who has my shoes? Where did my shoes go? Oh, wait, they're on my feet. Never mind.
Doral Fash?
No.
I don't know.
Within Temptation.
Never heard of them.
They're this kind of music.
And what genre would that be?
It's kind of like epic goth.
Epic goth.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you place it in that genre?
Well, I don't
I
know.
Wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. That reminds me a lot more of New Kids on the Block than...
No. You should hear
Ooh,
their other
pop
stuff.
Pop goth. There we go.
No.
All right. In case you lost track, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. I'm Jay Todd. We've got Michael Emmerder in the studio.
I like how my last name is now gradually morphing. Eventually, it'll be, I'm here with Michael in the studio.
Yeah. Michael, me.
Yeah. Yeah. The moment Muppet reference come up, you know it's not. It's Michael Amade.
Thank you. And we've got the board monkey with us as well. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. We do have a caller.
What?
We have a caller.
We take callers on this show?
Yes, we do.
We do. We take really good ones like Steve. How are you, sir?
Good evening, America. I bring you greetings from the People's Republic of New York.
Nice. I knew that was coming.
Where today we celebrate the 194th birthday of Walt Whitman, a wonderful New Yorker that we gave to all of you.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And thank you very much for Walt Whitman, Steve.
Yeah, but you have to accept the rest of New York as part of the deal.
Okay, fine. I guess I could accept the rest of them.
Okay. I've got a short one and then a senryu that I wrote today in response to something I saw on Writer's Cafe, if I may.
Sounds good.
All right. The short one is called For M. As a pear seeped in absinthe, my honorable intentions cloak dreams of delicious decadence, like a shell of chocolate surrounding a liquid center. My gray flannel conceals a secret sin. So the black lace that peeks from beneath your finely tailored blouse hints at a sensuality covered by convention, and the scent of Patou's joy that lingers after you pass teases of roses and jasmine amidst the concrete. We are as dancers in the plaza, trapped by the strictures of the steps, able to hear the passion of the music, but unwilling to surrender to the melody and rejoice amidst the rhythms. And so we pass each other in the corridors, each softly humming a lustful tune in solitude, afraid to audition for the duet.
Nice. My friend, well done.
Thank you.
I've got to say, as a spoken word artist, and it may be your background is doing law and being in court and everything, the way you lavish in the words that you're reading is very reminiscent of the way my father read, and I really enjoy it every time you call, man.
Well, thank you. I think we've discussed it. It's, with me, it was listening to my grandfather every night when he would recite from memory poems that he had learned 70 years before as a schoolboy. And he would recite, and whenever we had family parties, at some point, somebody would turn and they'd say, Mike, can you do a recitation? And he would do a 10-minute thing from memory.
I know. And how do you do that? I can't do that.
Oh, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast.
Exactly.
Can I give you a real short senryu?
Of course you can.
Okay. Large, black, no sugar, like my women. Strong, hot, dark, and slightly bitter.
That must be coffee.
It
could be coffee.
Well, I've said this time and again in our production meeting, and I'm going to share with the public now. I like my coffee like I like my women, ground up and in the freezer. Anyway.
Holy cow. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be your last episode. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Steve, thank you. That was I liked the last one. That was great. Thank you.
Steve, thank you for calling our show.
Have a wonderful week, guys.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
I think I'd be a little afraid to call in at this point. 303-386-3598. Only the brave will call that number.
Only the poet will call that number.
It's kind of the same thing.
Or they'll send their poem to worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Just like Jack Ivey did.
All right.
The Giraffe Cries by Jack Ivey. Dancing on a thread of silk, tout of pain, balanced deep within the fear, swaying to the side in calculated energy, breathing as the sweat begins to pour, towing the line with blinders on, only to face the evil waiting. Miles above my last breath, shambles become my life's dreams. As 50 or so exit the compact car below, all doors ajar. Pointing skyward with gloved fingers and flowered bonnets, they gasp, splashing red paint on severed smiles and floating eyebrows, merely decorations placed by hand and contractual obligations. The rings add up to 3, yet left alone, I find is me. Teetering of lost imagination and breathtaking nuances, blanketing the sawdust creations of worries portrayed in a gallery of netted promises. It is calling now for my end, free-falling with wings to spare. A calliope whistles its crescendo beneath the tent, pitched and heaved in frustration along the rail lines of someone else's thoughts. Not worth the price of admission, I wave as I exit this cotton candy dream world in search of the nightmares slowly unfolding along the platform bridges of age and destined footpaths. The train departs. The giraffe cries.
Well done.
I like that one, Jack. That's a really great one. Thank you for sending that in.
Thank you for sending it in. Jack Ivey, you said? Right on.
Jack Ivey, that's right. It's a great one, isn't it?
Amazing. All the poets that call here and share on our website are just great writers.
It's really true. I mean, we say that, and we encourage everybody. We really do, and we're not faking it at all. But, you expect to have at least a couple clunkers in poetry. I haven't even heard a single one yet. We've been on the air over 6 months.
Well, there was Nikki, but we're not going to.
Hey, that was a very well-written Katy Perry song.
That was a well-rewritten Katy Perry song.
A well-plagiarized one.
All right. So we've got a caller online. Please welcome from Hawaii. Her name is Eilkine?
Yes, Julie.
Julie, welcome aboard.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, J-Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to our family.
Thank you so very much.
Now, Julie, it's Hawaii, so is it about 8 a.m. there?
Actually, no, we're
it's about
the 4 other
PM.
Side of you. It's not quite that bad.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It's what, 4:39 there, right?
You got it.
Wow. Nice.
Correct to the second.
Mm-hmm.
You are, indeed.
Well, I'm an island boy, so I have to be correct.
So, well, Dennis told me that I should let you know that I was from Hawaii because they wanted everybody to know that we have poets from around the world. So,
excellent.
Oh, well, that's great. And thank you, Dennis, for letting Julie know. But, Julie, thank you for calling.
Oh, my pleasure.
Are you going to share one with us tonight?
I certainly am. And I thought I'd go on a little bit on the lighter side because everybody's been so kind of serious tonight. So,
sounds good.
Okay, it's called At Sea. It was sunny and warm that day when we climbed aboard the boat. Funny how he last exclaimed, "I hope she stays afloat." Was it premonition or simply something to say? I never knew, and still I don't, to this very day. For after sailing far away from the fading shore, storm clouds came our way with more than we'd bargained for. The boat was tossed as lightning flashed and ferocious winds did wail. "Too much wind for this small boat," he said, taking down the sail. We rode the storm all afternoon, and it finally did abate. Then someone called, "Look out!" But it was much too late. The biggest wave I've ever seen hit and flipped the boat. Only bits and pieces and I remain afloat. I hope they know I'm still alive and they plan to rescue me, because I really can't imagine living my life at sea.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Julie, I got to ask, which island are you on?
The Big Island.
You're on the Big Island.
Uh-huh, the best island.
The best island, of course. But narrow it down for those that don't know all the islands. What's the name of the island?
It's actually called Hawaii.
It's called Hawaii. Okay. I thought there was Oahu and...
There is. There's Oahu, Molokai, Maui, Kauai, Niihau, Lanai, and Hawaii, which is the Big Island.
Right on.
There's also Island Starbucks. Many people don't know that.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Excellent.
I'm getting air slapped by our board op right now. He's looking at me going, I cannot believe you just said that. Julie, thank you for calling. Have a wonderful evening, and we hope you call again soon.
Oh, I certainly will. Thanks, Jay Todd.
Thank you, Julie.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right, if you want to call in like Julie from Hawaii, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. We've had so much great poetry tonight. We'd love to add your poem to the show. So we have a lot of great stuff
and
coming up still.
We got a lot of great information coming up on our live event.
Oh, yeah.
Veronica, who was on earlier, is going to be on that live event, and you're going to be performing.
That's right. I just got confirmation that our board monkey is going to do an air sac solo.
Yes.
He actually just, I have it in writing right here. He just said that he would do an air sac solo at the event. I'll have my world famous bottomless cup of coffee.
That'll be awesome.
I'm still looking for the coffee I put in there. I don't know where it goes.
We've got the silence still. We've got Nick Connor.
Yeah.
Going to be playing. Nick
I'm
going to
be singing a little bit.
And I might, no, I'll just read poetry.
You should sing too. We could sing. Actually, you
we
know
could
what?
Do a duet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. J. Todd and I have written a song together a few years ago.
Oh, no. Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, called California, or called Cali
Blues. Cali
Blues,
yeah.
And,
I love that song.
And
let's do it, then.
I think let's rehearse it ahead of time.
We'll rehearse
it. We'll perform it at the event, too.
All right.
No, we need to rehearse this song.
need to rehearse this song. All right, we're being told it is break time. You're listening to MSE Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out kzkoradio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Hardly a day goes by.
That's got to be Nicki Minaj. That chick's on everything. Nicki Minaj is the whole reason why I don't cut a poetry album, because she'll be jumping in the studio singing over the top.
You're afraid of Nicki Minaj showing up?
This is actually the band called QED.
Really?
QED?
Yes.
Nicki Minaj is not on that album.
Is not on this.
You know, as far as I know, J. Todd, I wanted to tell you, she's the only other entertainer that uses two microphones, so she'll be louder.
Exactly.
Be twice as loud with
twice
two
as loud with two microphones.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on the line. Please welcome from Denver. He is Seth.
Well, hi there.
Hey, long time no hear, brother.
Yeah, I've missed you guys. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of busy Friday nights, so this is the first time I've had the night off in a long time.
Hey, I was going to say, I've been paying attention to your scheduling, and you're a busy, busy poet, my friend.
Yeah, I am.
That's good. Keeps the bills paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You going to share something with us tonight?
Yeah, I thought I'd do a little breakup poem for you.
All right.
This is called Conversation Over Croissants. So it's a beautiful morning. Pimple sun screaming yellow. Scurrying squirrels oozy jello green. Sky bleeds bluer than Coltrane. Love cuts like a fast food hamburger, I told her. Our hearts sat down to tea. Lips quivered, rat-a-tat-tat, rapid pistol fire, eyes dropped bombs, fingertips dug trenches. She said I was pooping Tootsie Rolls, that the rappers had unwound, that wolves would swallow the moon, which is why the moon pays wolves no mind. She who had split pyramids, whose soul I had seen undress, whose every whim presented a resume. Who once said to me, God is a barber, snipping our locks while he confabulates with best friend Jesus. Old man Jesus, cross-legged in the corner, chewing lower lip, flipping through field and stream. I believed in presidents doing little else than delivering mail. She wanted them to hose down sidewalks. Love cuts like an orange. She vomited up to me, while I summoned St. George, the dragon killer. The secret to happiness, I said, is loving yourself over and over and over. Love cuts like an orange, she repeated, to someone resembling me. Your problem is you didn't use condoms. With that, her wings hailed down a taxi, leaving me to settle the check. Multiply by two, move decimal two places. 20%, she had taught me. Tea turns to poison when your waitress gets stiffed.
Well done.
Well, thank you.
Seth, it's a pleasure having you back on the show, man.
It's always a pleasure to have you on our show, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back, too. Hopefully I'll catch you next week as well.
Hopefully you can catch me later this weekend, and I might be able to roll into the Merc this weekend if I'm free.
Sounds great.
All right. Hopefully see you soon.
Okay. You take care.
Have a good one, Seth.
Bye.
Bye. Once again, if you want to call in like Seth, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we're going to have Mr. J. Todd Underhill read another submission here by Miss Delta Phoenix.
All right. Miss Delta Phoenix, Mr. Delta Phoenix. I don't know which it is yet.
I'm not sure. I assumed if I made a mistake in that, please accept my apologies.
All right. So this androgynous name, Delta Phoenix, wrote this. I'm glad it's not my work because it's really hard to follow Seth. He is like a legend in the poetic scene here in Denver. So this is entitled Children of the Night. Born of a spirit uncommon to man, what light burns bright throughout the land. Look up and see from the bottomless pit, salvation awaits like a burning wick. As oil for the lamp, each soul must go, on top or on bottom, no one can know. Tossed up or turned under, in tectonic upheaval, while the flame divides the good from evil. Beyond the nether stones, the devil yet hides his children behind him, with all of their lies, each taking one breath, then holding inside, at their moment of passage, a family of nigh. In the shadows he lurks, awaiting the souls, on their journey to heaven, and which way to go. All wanting to live, beyond this life mortal, believing the grave, some unspoken portal. Hidden in darkness, beneath the great light, he guides them around, far out of sight. Having put light behind them, they stumble and fall, not seeing the Father nor hearing his call. Deceived they all were, and so they were damned, as the gates to their dark chamber slammed. Trapped down in hell, they lament to the Father, while the devil replies, "Don't even bother. I called you from birth, and you ran to the back, you choose to follow straight to my net. Children of darkness, you've chosen to be. Now I am your father, there's no one but me. You had your lies to give up the ghost. Instead you chose me, your hellish host. One breath apiece is all that you get. Each one to give me, another one yet. The earth can retain you no longer than I, while her grinding plates muffle your cries. One at a time, as your breath is crushed out, I receive a new child with your ghastly shout. Your body's now useless, turned back into soil. The souls are now mine to labor and toil. And if I should give you a new lease on life, not without cost, you will pay the whole price. Cast up to the surface in nuclear bursts, in volcanoes and earthquakes, I'll spew you from earth. To follow my purpose, that's that I should continue until worlds without end and darkness the venue. As the shadow emerges, it consumes the air, then falls back into dust in who knows where. Relieved of that evil, the earth breathes a sigh while her soul continues in the children of light. Well done, Delta.
Delta, Phoenix, that was excellent. And good job reading that, man. That was it's not exactly an easy one to read there.
I didn't even get a swig off my coffee for
that. It was good. You know, it wasn't, I will say that the hardest poet to read so far has been Titus.
Titus, yes.
But that one was pretty difficult, man. I think you did a great job.
That's all right.
Yeah, and once again, great job, Delta. And
what we do here is we do poetry. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio, and we have a caller on the line from the land of enchantment. Please welcome Bob.
Is everybody enchanted tonight?
I'm enchanted. I don't know about you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. I was thinking I was not going to call him because I was tired, you know, and feeling, I put in a lot of overtime the last few days. And then I heard everybody else, and it got me all pumped up.
Nice.
You know how that is.
I do.
Yeah, dude, that's, we come dragging in here. We get ready for the show, and then the show happens. We leave, and we're like, yeah, let's go.
And then we sit at Village Inn for about 3 hours trying to unwind after the
exactly.
show.
It's like the vitamin P for poetry.
Exactly. I love that. I'm going to start using that, if you don't mind. That's not copyrighted, is it?
Or vitamin WPOM.
There you go.
Hey!
I like that.
I'm going to start doing that.
All right, so you're going to share with us tonight, brother?
Yeah, I wanted to do one for Memorial Day, too. It's called To Best Thank Them.
All right.
My heart is heavy this day, when it should always be. It's with thanks I should pray for those who paid for me. How could I, Lord, thank them so? For sacrifices such much like yours, they bought with blood what I now know, the freedom I should enforce. In my words I found my answer, to uphold what they bought, fighting against apathy's cancer, and live these freedoms out. Even now I say my peace, I hope to their own pleasure, my freedom of speech I unleash, falling short of these soldiers' measure. I could never match their act, I only thank in humility, but with these words I make my pact to uphold the freedoms I breathe.
Nice. Well done, my friend.
Bob, another stellar one, man. Thank you.
You are just on top of things, my brother. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you while I was in Albuquerque.
Oh, no problem. Hey, there'll be another day. Just let me know in advance.
There you go. I didn't know I was going to, is it called the Cliffs?
Yeah, I would love to see you guys.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Next time, we should take a road trip down
there. I was looking, there's someone selling an old decommissioned Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I was thinking about turning that into the World Poetry Open Mic hot dog.
That'd
we could take
awesome.
That on a nationwide tour.
Yeah, great.
Bob, thank you for calling our show.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, if you want to be our last caller, call in quick, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we have a member of our team that has spent 300 years.
300?
Well, it depends on, you know, it could have been dog years. We're not really saying that. 300 dog years on top of a mountain in subterranean China, studying the esoteric art of haiku. He is the haiku master.
Up boy, he's a haiku master.
Hi-ya!
What?
It doesn't work as a question, does it?
It doesn't.
But he proves it every week. He is a haiku master.
Level 27.
Level 27. So
he's wanting to level up. He's got to get that experience.
It's going to happen. Well, there's several things, I guess, involved. He was telling me about leveling up. One of them involves a very high pole vault, like the Olympic event. That's the part we got to work on. Anyway,
that is awesome.
It's hard to do in subterranean China. Okay, so here we go. As we normally do, there's three or four. There's four today. Haiku about a specific subject. We don't say what it is. It's hard for me to do that. Haikus.
All right.
And your job is to hear it and see if you can kind of figure out what it is and send it to us on Facebook, private message, whatever. Just kind of a fun thing to do.
Exactly.
All right. Here's
not many people got last week's, which was towel.
Towel. Yes. That's right. I heard about that.
Yes.
I was very excited.
All right. What's this one about?
Okay. First one. Prizes from the door. A party in your honor. Candlelit dessert.
All right.
I thought that was that's a really good one. Straightforward. Next one. The best kind of prize. Pointy hats, favors and games, decorated theme. Basically my life.
All right.
Friends and family, well-wishers and gift givers, you're the special guest.
All right.
Okay.
I think I know what it is.
And then the last one. Pony rides and clowns. Balloon animals go pop. Pinata in tree. Also like my life.
Exactly. Balloon animals go pop.
I walk out. Who brought the pinatas last night? Seriously. Anyway, those are the haikus of the week. See if you can figure out what they were about. They are from the one, the only Haiku Master.
All right. You may not be a haiku master, but she is a vital part of our show. Please welcome, calling in on the phone lines. Our phones are haunted. She is the Phantom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
I have a guess about the haikus.
All right.
Is it A Day in the Life of Michael Ermigerd?
Ermigerd.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, so you know, Michael Ermigerd is my alter ego.
Oh.
Ermigerd. Okay. All right. I found a poem I wanted to read. I wasn't able to do the poetry homework assignment, Fight Club homework assignment, so.
Uh-huh.
This one I found is called The Greater Cats by Vita Sackville West.
All right.
The greater cats with golden eyes stare out between the bars. Deserts are there and different skies and night with different stars. They prowl the aromatic hill and mate as fiercely as they kill and hold the freedom of their will to roam, to live, to drink their fill. But this beyond their wit I know, man loves a little and for long shall die. They're kind across the desert range where tulips spring from stones. Not knowing they will suffer change or vultures pick their bones. Their strength's eternal in their sight. They rule the terror of the night. They overtake the deer in flight. And their arrogance they smite. But I am sage, if they are strong. Man's love is transient, as his death is long. Yet, oh, what powers to deceive. My wit is turned to faith. And at this moment I believe in love and scout at death. I came from nowhere and shall be strong, steadfast, swift, eternally. I am a lion, a stone, a tree, and as the polar star in me is fixed my constant heart on thee. Ah, may I stay forever blind with lions, tigers, leopards, and their kind.
Well done.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. Phantom, right, what are you doing for the rest of the night?
I'm going to hang out at Village Inn with some crazy poets.
Right on. That sounds like a lot of fun. I think I'll do that too.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, I'll see you there.
We'll see you in a few minutes, Phantom.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. So we were going to end the show on that. She was our last caller. However, I had a last-minute request roll in. I'm going to do this. This will be the last thing we do. We won't even I'll just do the call letters now. We're listening to KZKO, the Vibe of Progressive Broadcaster, Your Modern Life. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. And the last-minute request I have is for one of the covers I do. And this is a piece written by Shel Silverstein. However, it was never well, I haven't heard it by him. I heard it by somebody else. This is called The Winner. The hulk of a man with a beer in his hand, he looked like a drunk old fool, and I knew if I hit him right, why, I could knock him off of that stool. But everybody said, watch out, that's Tiger Man McCool. He's had a whole lot of fights, and he's always come out the winner. Yeah, he's a winner. But I had myself about five too many, and I walked up tall and proud, and I faced his back, and I faced the fact that he never stooped nor bowed. I said, Tiger Man, you're a pussycat, and a hush fell over the crowd. I said, let's you and me go outside and see who's the winner. Well, he gripped the bar with one big hairy hand, and he braced against the wall. He slowly looked up from his beer. My God, that man is tall. He said, boy, I see you're a scrapper, so just before you fall, I'm going to tell you just a little about what it means to be a winner. He said, now you see these bright white smiling teeth, you know they ain't my own. Mine rolled away like chiclets down the streets of San Antone. But I left that person cursing, nursing seven broken bones, and he only broke three of mine, and that makes me the winner. He said, now behind this grin, I got a steel pin that holds my John Place, a trophy of my most successful motorcycle race. And each morning when I wake and I touch the scar across my face, it reminds me of all I got by being a winner. Now this broken back was the dying act of Handsome Harry Clay, that sticky Cincinnati night that I stole his wife away. But that woman, she gets uglier, she gets meaner every day. But I got her, boy, and that's what makes me the winner. He said, you gotta speak loud when you challenge me, son, cause it's hard for me to hear with this twisted neck and these migraine pains and this big old cauliflower ear. And if it wasn't for this glass eye of mine, well, I'd shed a happy tear to think about all that you're gonna get by being a winner. I got arthritic elbows, boy, I got dislocated knees from picking fights with thunderstorms and charging into trees. And my nose has been broke so many times, I might lose it if I sneeze. And son, you say you still want to be a winner? Now you remind me a lot of my younger days with your knuckles clenching white. But boy, I'm going to sit right here and sip this beer all night. And if there's something that you got to gain or prove by winning some silly fight, well, okay, I quit, I lose, and you're the winner. So I stumbled from that barroom, not so tall and not so proud, and behind me I still hear the hoots and laughter of that ever-growing crowd. But my eyes still see, and my nose still works, and my teeth are still in my mouth, and you know, I guess that makes me the winner. Thank you to Travis for sending in that request. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution in Poetry Radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Something inside me breaks.